Defeat them in detail, Dorne muttered. Victor looked at him. You talk like a soldier. I was a soldier. Once. Hefting the pistol he'd taken from Volker, Theo said to his father, Let's go for them then. Victor looked into his son's eyes, then nodded, turning to Dorne. Can you lock him up someplace? One of the storage bays, Dorne replied. It's on the way to the main airlock. All right, Victor said. Pauline, you and Angie stay here on the bridge with Ms. Apacheta. Keep all the airlock hatches sealed.
We can't close the main airlock's outer hatch, Elverda said.
That's all right. Just don't open any others. Victor waved the squat gray cylinder of his spot welder in Volker's direction. Get moving. Volker climbed to his feet and went without protest, his usual smile gone, replaced by a glum resignation. But just as he was about to step over the hatch's sill, he looked back at Pauline for just the flash of an instant. Elverda saw her cheeks redden.
Dorne locked Volker in the nearly empty storage bay, then hurried to catch up with Victor and his son. They tried to kill me, Theo was telling his father, punctured my suit's main air tank, and pushed me off into space. Dorne could see Victor's fists tightening. But your mother, Angela, they haven't hurt them, have they?
Theo shook his head. Not that they didn't want to. We hid Angie in the storm shelter. And your mother? Theo hesitated a heartbeat before answering. Nobody attacked her. They strode down Hunter's curving main passageway in silence for several moments. Then Victor turned to Dorne. We'll have to find a weapon for you. No, said Dorne. I'm a priest, not a warrior. Theo began to object. But we're going to need... I will fight to protect my companion, Dorne said to Victor, or you and your family. But I will not willingly kill anyone. Victor stared at him for several paces along the passageway. At last he said, Don't get in our way then. As they approached the main airlock, Victor said to Theo, This spot welder puts out a stream of high-energy pulses. Doesn't carry very far, though. That pistol you're holding is more powerful. Theo glanced at the pistol. It bore the imprint of Astro Corporation. Volker must have taken this from a ship he captured, he thought. Both those men are in spacesuits, Victor went on. Puncture the suits. Rip them open so they can't get off the ship. Right, Theo agreed. Dorne said, Wouldn't it be better to let them get off the ship? Let them have Pleiades and leave us in peace. So they can steal other ships and kill their crews? Victor snapped, almost snarling. No, there's no law out here. It's up to us. Vengeance is not justice, Dorne murmured. Victor glared at him, then answered, This isn't vengeance. This is extermination. You heard what Volker called them. Cockroaches. You don't let cockroaches go free. You kill them. Dorne stopped walking. I can't help you do that. Then go back to the bridge, Victor said. I could take those two men for you, without killing them. Victor stared at the cyborg. If I succeed, you will have them without risk to yourself or your son. If I fail, then you can attack them your way. Theo tapped Dorne's prosthetic shoulder. Is your arm working okay? Dorne lifted the arm, turned it in a full circle. Your maintenance work is holding fine. Let him try it, Dad, Theo urged. What do we have to lose? Victor looked from his son to the cyborg and back again. At last he reluctantly murmured, All right. Cargo ship Pleiades, bridge. Suspicion smoldering in his mind, Kirk flicked through Pleiades' internal camera views. Every section of the ship seemed empty, abandoned. There's nobody here, said the scavenger at his elbow. This is a ghost ship. Your great-grandmother's a ghost ship, Kirk growled. He's aboard somewhere. He's hiding. One of the other crewmen piped up. He sure don't have a crew with him. He must have been alone. He's in here someplace, Kirk insisted, watching each camera view intently for a few moments, then skipping to the next. We've got to find him. It's a big ship, Kirk. There's only the four of us. It'll take a day or two to search every compartment. So it takes a day or two. Yeah, but while we're playing hide-and-seek with the bastard, Valker and the other guys got the women. Kirk glared at the crewman. Gritting his teeth in indecision, he finally admitted, "Maybe you're right. Least we can call Valker and tell him the bum's hiding out someplace." "Yeah. Let's call Valker." The others all agreed. Kirk tried his suit radio. No answer. Grimacing with anger, he turned to Pleiades' comm console. "Valker, this is Kirk." No reply. "Valker, this is Kirk. We can't find anybody on Pleiades. We're coming back." Still nothing but the hiss of the comm signal's carrier wave. Kirk snatched up the power drill he'd lain on the control board. "Something's wrong. Let's get back to Hunter."
Nico, meanwhile, was feeling equally frustrated aboard Syracuse. He and the two scavengers with him had searched the living quarters, the command pod, and even the storm cellar. No sign of the two women.
"They ain't here,"
Nico said as he stepped out of the radiation shelter's cramped, womb-like interior.
"They've gone?" "Looks like it,"
the other crewman said. "This is a pretty big ship. We've only searched a quarter of it."
"The rest is in vacuum," Nico told him. "No air. All shut down. They can't be in there."
"Not unless they're in suits."
"Suits only hold a few hours' air. They can't stay in them for long."
"Maybe they can hold their breaths for a couple of hours," said the first crewman. "I bet they both got big lungs." Nico did not laugh. Frowning with frustration, he said,
"Come on. We better get back to Valka. Maybe he can figure this out."
Dorn stopped a good 50 meters before the airlock area. "You two wait here," he whispered. "Give me 3 minutes, then come ahead." Victor nodded. Theo licked his lips, thinking, "If this cyborg can't handle those two scavengers, I'll kill them both. I'll cut them up with this laser. I'll chop them into pieces." Then he saw the look on the human half of Dorn's face and remembered the priest's words. "Vengeance is not justice."
Dorn walked slowly, deliberately toward the main airlock. The two scavengers that Valker had left were lounging at the inner airlock hatch, which was sealed shut. They stiffened at the sight of the approaching cyborg, gripped their weapons in their hands. One had a cordless power drill, the other an elaborately wicked-looking knife with a serrated blade. "What are you doing here?" asked the taller of the two, the one with the drill.
"Captain Valker sent me," Dorn replied, shifting his steps slightly so that the one with the knife was on his prosthetic side.
"Valker? What for? Why didn't he come himself? Or call us on the intercom?"
Dorn was within arm's reach of the pair of them. They seemed wary, distrustful. They both edged half a step backward as Dorn approached them. The one with the knife lifted its blade so that its point was level with Dorn's prosthetic eye.
"Why don't I just carve you up here and now, instead of waiting?"
Praying that his arm would work properly, Dorn grabbed the blade in his metal hand and twisted. The blade bent, and the man holding it yowled in sudden pain. His partner, jaw dropped wide, fumbled for the power button on his drill as he backed away from Dorn. Yanking the knife out of the first one's hand, Dorn growled to the other, "Drop that toy before I shove it up your colon." For an instant, both men stood frozen in shocked silence. Then Dorn heard Zacharias and his son running up the passageway. Seeing the weapons in their hands, the scavenger dropped his power drill to the deck with a dull clunk. The would-be knife-wielder raised his hands over his head. "Good work," Victor said to Dorn. "That's two of them."
"There are 7 more," said Dorn.
Sitting in the bridge's command chair, Elvedda heard Kirk's call from Pleiades, saw the angry irritation in his chiseled features.
"Should we reply to him?" Pauline asked.
"No," said Elvedda. "Not until the men return." Angela stared at the frozen image of Kirk on the screen, but said nothing. Elvedda cut off the message and pulled up a view of the passageway where Dorn, Victor, and Theo were leading the two scavengers back from the main airlock. With Pauline standing on one side of her and Angela on the other, Elvedda asked softly,
"The men did not harm you?"